And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm Dan. This is part two of my kind of roundup of the last decade in tunes. I just played Warm Bodies doing At the Laundromat. That was off of their demo, and later pressed to vinyl, doing some sets. Every one has a theme. This is The Sounds of Hardcore. This is a Xylitol doing Goblin Gallop. Yeah. What a goddamn smoker. That was much worse for Minneapolis doing Need New Sights off of their first 7-inch. Before that was a Lemonade, also from Minneapolis, doing Gusano Borracho off of their pink 7-inch on Thrilling Living and Not Normal. Before that, Nosferatu doing Pride off of their Sounds of Hardcore 7-inch, which is also the title of this set. Before that, Macho Boys doing Papa Don't Preach Part 2 off of their excellent LP. I don't know if they're still a band, but if they are, I really hope that they come down here. I did get to see them in Portland maybe 3 years ago, and they were fucking fantastic. And start things off with Xylitol from Olympia doing Goblin Gallop, a band I seem to miss every opportunity that I get to see them. Moving on, locals only, Kees. We'll be right back. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was six songs by Bay Area band. You just heard Otzi doing Zebra Cruiser. That was off of the Impermanent session. I put out a single of two songs in that session. It was kind of a toss-up between that one and another one. I ended up going with another one, but that is a great song, and I'm glad that it saw vinyl treatment on a comp a year or so later. Before that, Venkman, underrated, raging Oakland band, I believe, composite biography / Captain Fantastic versus the Demons, The World doing Cool off of the First World Record LP. Both their records are great. That song has a special place in my heart, however. Before that, Naked Lights doing Machine off of their first recording. I don't know if it was a demo or 7-inch or a tape or what, but it was on that, and then also on the second installment of the excellent Typical Girls series that until recently MRR shitworker Camille Reynolds was helping to put together. Before that, Beatniks doing New Religion off of their 7-inch on I believe Neck Chop. And before that, Keese doing Zahar / Zabone off of their 7-inch. They have a newer LP, but I do love that song. Next set is Northwest Indiana and Chicago bands. First up, you know them, you love them, Accept No Substitutes, Coneheads, Alien and Warm.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
All right, that was Bleeding Gums doing Out from their 2 7-inch. That band's kind of an underrated favorite from this last decade. I randomly caught them in a Chicago basement, and they fucking destroyed. And then when the record came out, I was excited to actually got it for review, and it held up just as well. For that, Big Zit, I think you say it's a Suburban Vamen, my bad approximation of what they were trying to say off of their Soul 7-inch. Before that, CCTV doing Song About Shit Talker's Demise. That's from a practice tape. All of the song titles are songs about. Before that, Liquids doing Lucky Knife. That band put out a shit ton of things. Tapes, LPs, I don't fucking know. LPs might be collections for all I know, but it's all fucking top notch. It was hard to pick one, but I picked that one. And started things off with Coneheads doing Alien and Warm from their probably the most well-known 2014 demo. For the next set, these are bands who kind of made their mark generally in the last decade, first decade of the 2000s, but put out great records or recordings this decade. You know, a lot of times bands fall off after a while, but these bands did not. This is the This is Limp Wrist from their newest LP Facades doing They Tell Me.
Special edition, special on the good. Forget to praise them.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Cold Sweat doing The World is a Grave. That song's a little bit of an exception to the set theme. The music was recorded last decade during the Blinded sessions, but then vocals were added a couple of years ago, and that song was on the third Iron Lung mixtape. Before that, Labend and Toten doing Security off of the Mind Parasites record. Before that, Frampted doing UCAV off of the Defeat of Civilization LP. I got to see that band at Varning, and that is one goal checked off of my list of things to do before I die. Before that, Career Suicide doing Borrowed Time off of the Machine Response LP. And before that, Limp Wrist doing They Tell Me off of the Facades LP. And also occurred to me that for all of these bands, they not only was this like, you know, 15 or 20 years into their existences and then putting out absolutely raging stuff, but they went 10 or more years, a lot of these, without even doing a record. And then they come back and fucking nail it. Coming up next, this is set number 10, set number X in Roman numerals, so I'm going with a straight edge theme, Hounds of Hate, Pound of Flesh. Take a sip, thank you, welcome. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, that was five of probably the best straight edge bands I can think of to do records in the last decade. That was Correction from Sweden doing Condemned Evasion. Before that, Mindset doing Life Force off of the Leave No Doubt LP. I'm of the opinion, and I mean, I don't have a ton of things to compare it to, but I'm of the opinion that was one of the few good, if not the only good, Youth Crew LPs to come out this decade. If you disagree, write me at dan@maximumrockandroll.com and tell me I am wrong. Before that, Torso doing You Stay on That High Horse off of their LP. They used to be a local band. They are no longer anymore. Before that, Coke Bust doing Permanent Mission. That was off of their split 7-inch with Vaccine. They were a local band when I lived in D.C., and they have done a lot of stuff. All of it good. I think the songs off of that split are my favorite output of theirs. And before that, the band that made me want to mosh more than any other band that has come out in the last decade, Hounds of Hate, doing Pound of Flesh. That was on their demo and then on their first LP. Got a little bit more time. Gonna see what I can push on through. This is Grit doing a song of the same name.
Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam, sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Curran.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.
I'm going to end this with Philadelphia's Gaz doing Run. Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, thank you for listening. See you in 2020. Maybe I'll see you in 2029.